listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. Last week we finished chapter 5, and this week we'll be going on to chapter 6. But the last verse of chapter 5 tells us in Matthew 5:48, "Therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect." The Lord Jesus is commanding us to be complete in him, to be mature. Colossians 3:14 tells us, "And above all these things, put on charity," that is love, "which is the bond of perfectness." Love is what brings us to that place of completeness in Christ Jesus. Even as our Heavenly Father is complete, he is love, people of God. And we love him because he first loved us. So we want to reach to that place of completion in him, of perfection in him, of maturity in him, and come to that place of loving unconditionally, loving sacrificially, loving like Jesus loves. People of God, the Lord is calling us up higher, and we have to take heed and follow in his ways. So we are going to go on to chapter 6 of the gospel writings of Matthew. But before we go on to chapter 6, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here, oh God, to go through, oh God, your words. Your word, oh God, is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Your word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces asunder, oh mighty God, the hearts and minds of your people, bringing forth transformation. Lord, we just thank you right now that you are transforming us by your word, oh God, for your word is truth. We thank you again for your people, oh God Almighty, who come, oh God, out, who take the time out, oh God, to listen, oh God, every Saturday evening to your word, oh God. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you, oh God, will continue to renew their minds with your word. Father, we pray for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to a saving knowledge of who you are, Jesus, that they will put their trust in you, oh God, and cry, Abba, Father. Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, for illuminating your word to us. Thank you for the revealed word to us this evening as we continue, O God, in the Gospel of Matthew. Father, we bless you, we praise and honor and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we see, people of God, the Gospel writings of Matthew. We know that Matthew wrote to the Jews and about the Jewish Messiah. But these words are also for us today. People of God, we must understand that the word of God is for every season, for every generation. The word of God stands forever. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word stands forever. So we are going to look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1, reading from the King James Version, the New King James Version. So we are using the New King James Version. The Bible says, "Take heed that you do not your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven." So Jesus here was speaking, and he was there on the mount, and he sat down and he taught. So he was teaching, and we read from Matthew chapter 5, that the teaching started there, and it continues to Matthew chapter 7. These are called the sayings of Jesus, or many know it as the Sermon on the Mount. So Jesus said, "Take heed that you do not your alms, your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise you have no reward from your Father in heaven." So Jesus was saying, pay attention that you are not doing your good deeds for the attention of people, but you do your good deeds as unto the Lord. So you're not doing your good deeds, people of God, to attract the attention of people, but you are doing your good deeds as unto the Lord. So there is no reward from the Father for those who are seeking the praise of men. We must remember that there is no reward from the Father for those who are seeking the praise of men. So whatever we do, we must have the right motive for doing what we do. Is it for us to get the praise from men, or is it for us to be rewarded by our Heavenly Father? Look at verse 2 of the Gospel writings of Matthew. Verse 2 of Matthew 6. He said, "Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." So Jesus was saying that we should not go around announcing all our good works to get the praise from men. This is what the hypocrites do. Truly, they have their reward, Jesus said. And what is the reward of the hypocrites? Their reward is the praise of men. People will praise you because you are doing things to be seen of them. And that's how you get your reward, by the praises that comes from men. But we don't want to live like that, people of God. We want to do all that we do unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever you do, the word of God tells us, do it as unto the Lord. Remember, people don't have to see what you're doing, but do what you're doing, and your Father who sees in secret, he definitely will reward you openly. Look at verse 3 of Matthew 6. "But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing." So when you are doing your good deeds, you do not have to let those closest to you know about it. So you don't have to go and tell everyone about what you're doing and what you have done for this person over here. People of God, the Lord is showing us how to live the kingdom life, how to live the life that is truly pleasing to him. So when we do our good deeds, we don't have to announce it. We don't have to tell even the person who is closest to us. Look at verse 4 of Matthew 6. "That your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly." People of God, our secret deeds, the good works that we do where no one is seen, they are always seen by the Father, and he will reward us openly. There is nothing that misses his eyes, people of God. He sees everything. He knows everything. And the word said he sees what we do secretly. He sees how we went and helped that person. We didn't have to tell anybody that we're going to help that person. But he sees, and he will reward us. That's what his word said. He will reward us openly. He will reward us publicly, people of God. The reward will be evident in our lives that God's blessings are upon us. Look at verse 5 of Matthew 6. "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." So Jesus says, when you pray, this is showing us, people of God, that we are always to pray, but it is not to be done for a show, to be seen by men. The reward for that kind of prayer is the praises that they will get from people. So people of God, we don't want that reward, just praises from people. No, we want the reward that comes from our Heavenly Father. The word of God tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For when we come, we must believe that he is God, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. And people of God, let us be diligent in prayer. Let us continue to pray without ceasing. And when we seek him with our whole heart, we will find him. And people of God, whatever we are doing, we don't have to do it to show off and to show others what we are doing. Our Heavenly Father sees us. He knows us. He hears us. Nothing misses him. Look at verse 6 of Matthew 6. But you, when you pray, go into your room. So Jesus was showing how we should pray. Go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. So pray secretly to your Heavenly Father who is able to see the hidden things and who will reward you openly or publicly. The Lord will reward us publicly or openly. He's not going to reward us in secret. He will reward us. Jesus says it. He will reward us openly, people of God. Let us continue in verse 7, Matthew 6, verse 7. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. When you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. So you don't have to repeat yourselves when praying as the non-believers do. For they believe when they continuously repeat themselves that they will be heard. They believe that they shall be heard for the abundance of their words. And when we look, people of God, in 1 Kings 18, 25 through 39, we can look at the comparison of Elijah's prayer. Elijah, the man of God, the prophet of God. And we look at the prayer of the prophets of Baal, those who worship the false god. So we can look at this comparison of these two prayers and see how the man of God prayed. He did not have much word, but his prayer was effective. So we are going to turn to 1 Kings 18, 1 Kings 18, 25 through 39. 1 Kings 18, 25 through 39. The word of God says, now Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose one bull for yourself and prepare it first, for you are many, and call on the names of your God, but put not fire under it. So Elijah was doing a test to see which of the God would answer by fire. So he told the prophet of Baal what to do. So, but put no fire under it, because we are going to see who is really God. So they took the bull which was given them, and they prepared it and called on the name of Baal from morning even till noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, no one answered. Then they leaped about the altar which they had made. And so it was at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a God. Come on, G-O-D. He is a God. Either he is meditating, or he is busy, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is sleeping and must be awakened. So they cried aloud and cut themselves, as was their custom, and with knives and lances, until the blood gushed out of them. And when midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice, no one answered, no one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, come near me. So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, Israel shall be your name. Then with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench around the altar large enough to hold two seers of seed. And he put the wood in order, cut the bull in pieces and laid it on the wood and said, till you fill four water pots with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Then he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. So the water ran all around the altar, and he also filled the trench with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, take note of Elijah's prayer, people of God. Elijah came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. This was Elijah's prayer, people of God. Look on what happened in verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Verse 39 and last. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." People of God, we don't have to be going to the Lord, repeating ourselves over and over and over again, just like the non-believers do. Just like when we look at Elijah's prayer, people of God, it was just a few words, but the Lord answered his servant. Elijah was in a relationship with God. Elijah's prayer was heard by God, so he didn't have to come with vain repetitions. He came and he made his request known, and the Lord answered. People of God, we have to come to understand that we don't have to be repeating ourselves in the same prayer over and over and again. Just state our petition before him and he will hear and answer us. We are his children, but he's calling us to be in that close relationship with him. Elijah was a man just like us. But when he prayed, people of God, something happened. We see also, people of God, further on, we see where Elijah prayed, and there was no rain for 3.5 years. And he prayed again, and rain fell. The Lord hear the cry of his children. People of God, we are called to be in that close relationship with God. When we call, he will answer. He will reward us openly. We see where he rewarded Elijah openly. Fire came down and consumed the offering, and the people saw and cried out, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." When the Lord rewards us openly, people of God, people will see and know that this is not our doing. This is the work of the Lord, and they will come to know Him and give Him glory. Look on verse 8 of Matthew 6. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. Our Father knows, people of God, what we have need of before we even ask Him. But He still wants us to come to Him. He still wants us to come and ask Him, people of God. He wants us to be in a relationship with Him. People of God, we have to understand that our God is a relational God. He's willing and ready, people of God, to lavish all these good gifts on us. But he wants us to come to him. He already knows what we have need of. But he still wants us to come. So Jesus is going to show us as we continue in these verses how we are to pray. So prayer is a priority, people of God. We need to pray. Prayer is a spiritual discipline that we need to be doing every day of our lives, maybe more than once a day. Pray without ceasing. So our heart should be in a state of a prayerful state. That's where our heart should be. We should always be in a prayerful state of mind. So look at verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." So Jesus was showing us, this is a model prayer. So Jesus showing us how to pray, "Our Father." And our Father there shows this personal relationship. It's my Abba, my Father, our Father. People of God, it is showing such a relationship. And God wants us to be in a relationship with Him. So we can come boldly. We can come with confidence to his throne room. So God is saying, Jesus said, this is how you pray. Follow this model. Follow this pattern of praying. Our Father. So address the Father in the way that he should be addressed. We have to learn to address our Father in the proper way. We have to approach His throne room in the proper way. So we come acknowledging that He is our Father, who is in heaven. We also must acknowledge where He sits. We must be aware of where our Father is seated. The word tells us that heaven is His throne and the earth His footstool. So we have to understand that our Father resides in heaven. That's where His throne is. So Jesus said we must pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. May your name be set apart." That's what He's saying. May your name be set apart in our lives. So we are saying, "Lord, may your name be set apart in us. May your name be set apart in our hearts, people of God." And when we look in and read in 1 Peter 3:15, the word of God says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts." Set Him apart in your hearts. And people of God, we set Him apart by having His word hidden in our hearts. "Thy words have I hid in my heart, that I will not sin against God." But 1 Peter 3:15 said, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." With gentleness, people of God. We must be gentle people with gentleness and godly fear. We must have reverential fear for God. So we speak to people in such a way that they will receive what we are saying, because we are speaking with gentleness and godly fear, knowing that God lives with us and in us. And whatever we do, people of God, should bring honor and glory to His name. So we want to live that life that is sanctified and set apart. May His name, may His character be set apart in our hearts. So when He's set apart in our hearts, we will truly display His characteristics. People of God, look at verse 10 as we continue in the model prayer. Look at verse 10 of Matthew 6. "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. People of God, the kingdom of God has come to earth. Jesus the King came and set up a spiritual kingdom. God's will can now be done on earth as it is in heaven, because His Spirit now dwells in us. Those who have put their trust in Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God dwells in us. He dwells in the hearts of God's people. And because of that, His kingdom can be manifested. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, people of God, but righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. So the kingdom can be manifested right here on earth as we submit to the Holy Spirit, as we yield to Him. Then we see the kingdom of God will be manifested. So we can boldly say, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Your will can now be done, people of God. Your will, God, can now be done on earth as your will is done in heaven. We see people of God in heaven. The angels serve God all the time, worshiping and doing His bidding. So we here on earth now, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the enabling power of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, as we yield to Him, we now can do the will of God as He wants us to, bring in honor and glory to His great name. Look at verse 11 of Matthew 6 as we continue in the model prayer. "Give us this day our daily bread." Give us this day our daily bread. People of God, we have to make our requests each day for our provision from heaven, both physical and spiritual. So it's not just physical food alone we need, our things, but we need, people of God, our spiritual sustenance daily. We need our spiritual food daily. We need to eat of God's word and be filled up with his life in us. For the word is spirit and it is life. So we need to eat of God's word and be filled up with him, people of God. So it's not just physical food. Give us this day our daily bread. Not just physical food, but spiritual food as well. We need to eat of the word. Eat of the word and be filled up with Jesus. Look at verse 12 of Matthew 6 as we continue in the model prayer. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So we have to ask forgiveness, people of God, for all our sins. First, and then after, we also ask for forgiveness for those who sin against us. So we have to come to that place of knowing that we have to ask God daily to forgive us of our sins and to forgive those that sin against us. Look at verse 13 of Matthew 6. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So Jesus was showing us how to pray, to ask the Father to keep us away from the temptations of the world and deliver us from the attacks of the evil one. People of God, there are attacks coming from every side from the evil one. But we must pray that the Lord deliver us from the attacks of the evil one. And as we lift up the shield of faith daily, people of God, we quench every fiery darts that come from the evil one. The kingdom is yours, oh God. You rule and reign forever. You rule and reign over everything. The power and the glory belong to you. All power and the glory belong to you forever. So your kingdom, for yours is the kingdom. Your power and your glory is forevermore. Amen. He ended this prayer by reminding us to end our prayer by saying, amen. So when we pray, we should say, so let it be. Amen. Whatever we pray, we should say to the Lord, so let it be. Amen. Amen. Our prayer should end with that word, amen. So let it be. So we see the model prayer here that Jesus has given us. And if we say we don't know how to pray, just turn to Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. And we see the model prayer, Jesus showing us clearly how to pray. We do not have to use the same words as we see here, but pray as the Lord leads you to pray. So we have to learn how to pray as Jesus taught us how to pray. God bless you all. We will stop here this evening. And as we continue to look in the gospel writings of Matthew 6, may our lives be transformed. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us this evening. We thank you, O God, for illuminating your word, O God, so that our lives, O God, can be changed. Father God, we pray that we will learn, O God, how to pray effectively as we follow this model prayer of Jesus to us. So we give you thanks, we give you praise, honor, and glory as we look to you by faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and continue to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.
Get ready for a mouth-watering journey as Nana Morrison's Soul Food Experience.